It is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I did something yesterday, and I haven't done this in a while. I did watch Red Zone, okay? I left Red Zone on because I just wanted to see if the rest of the league was as bad as the NFC East. And 65% of it is. There was some garbage out there, but I want to get to the World Series first before we talk about football. The game that ended on the fiasco of mistakes, did you watch that game
at
all?
Oh, my God. That was worse than Little League. You have these guys saying it's an epic game. It's an epic fail.
You're absolutely right. All I could think of in Little League, when you start to panic and you start throwing the ball all around the yard.
Oh, my God. I mean, the guy from second was going to score. That's a given fact. But then the center fielder boots the ball. He throws the ball at first base cutoff, who, like, throws it home like he's throwing a dart. He, like, aims the ball to throw home, and the catcher goes to tag without catching the ball. And the guy that was trying to score from first falls down between third and home. It was like three calamities on one play. It wasn't just one. It was three of them. And you have everybody saying what an epic game it was. What a fantastic finish. It was a finish that should have never happened.
Yeah, it was
terrible.
It goes along with the rest of the baseball season. It was just a terrible example. Now, I don't know what happened last night. The Dodgers won last night, so I didn't watch the game, and I haven't seen the highlights yet. But when I saw what happened at the end of the game, I'm exactly like you. They said, "Wow, fantastic finish! What a game!" and everything. Right. So I went to the video to see it, and the first thing I said to myself was this. Man, that looks like me out there in minor league when I used to try out for Little League.
It was terrible.
It really was.
Center fielder kicked the ball.
Well, had that been me running around third base?
You might not have been able to get up.
But if I did get up, my Little League coach would have taken me right. Anyways, it was horrible. It was a horrible way to end the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had to watch it three times.
To
catch everything that went wrong. Like the first time I watched it live, the guy's coming home. I didn't know he fell. And then the catcher goes to put down. I'm like, he's dead duck. He's out. And then you see the ball on the right. I'm like, how did he miss the ball? And then you watch it again, and you see that he actually never even had it in his glove. And then you watch it again, and you see the guy coming around third do a roll. It's like, oh, my God, this just keeps getting worse every time I watch it. What are these people talking about?
Yeah, it was. I think that signifies Major League Baseball in a minute and a half, what you saw there. But anyway, the Dodgers are one game away from winning the World Series.
Yeah, now let's go to last night's game. Yeah. I mean, I beat Kershaw up all the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's that good. But last night, he's pitching well. He just got two outs on two pitches in the sixth inning. And they come and yank him. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Two pitches, two outs, they yank him. And then they bring in this guy, May, who they think is the best thing since Swiss cheese, but he's another overrated pitcher. And then they bring in another guy, and they take him out abruptly. And you see all these, almost every pitcher that comes out for the Dodgers is mumbling as they come off the mound. And if you could read lips, it might sound like duck, but it's not duck.
No, no, no.
What they're saying. It's like, what is this guy doing? It's just unbelievable. He is such a panic, awful manager. And if the Dodgers happen to win the World Series, you're going to hear what a great guy he is, what a tremendous presence he is. You're going to hear everything about him. I think he stinks. I think he's terrible. Yeah. He has no idea how to run a ball club. He's winning despite himself. Yeah. I mean, when you and I say it all the time, all you hear is in this World Series is how the pitchers are being overused and everything, and here this guy's overusing pitchers by taking people that are getting outs out of the ball game, and they're visibly mad about it. Not upset, they're mad about it. But they're going to say that he's the best thing around. The media is an evil thing.
Well, the performance of all of the strike-shortened and enhanced seasons is apparent not only in baseball but also in football. It's just, I mean, you look at what happened. I watched a lot of games yesterday, and I saw very little high quality football.
Hey, how about two things though? How's Fig Newton doing up there in New England?
Well, Newton, when this was first announced, he's at the tail end of his career, and he's also, his personality does not fit what goes on in Massachusetts at the Patriots, never has and never will. And I'm not criticizing him for that. I'm just saying he was not a fit for that position to come in after Tom Brady.
So, and let's turn the page. Yeah. How's Tom Brady doing in Tampa?
Well, there you go. Not only Tom Brady, but look at Gronk. Gronk is now getting into the
Well, he was out of the game for a couple of years. So.
Yeah, so now he's getting back into the action. I was going to say there has been some spectacular things to see. I think the play of Tom Brady and Gronk getting better, I think Tampa Bay is going to be a legitimate shot in the NFC. I don't know whether they'll win the Super Bowl, but they're a legitimate shot as it stands now.
Well, to all the Tom Brady haters that said he's just won because of Belichick and the system, there's no Belichick in Tampa, and it ain't the same system.
No, and I'm not a huge Tom Brady fan. But I still think he's a great quarterback. But I posted yesterday on my personal Facebook page, isn't it a great season when the New England Patriots look like the New York Giants?
I watched a little bit of that because I was flipping around between races, and I happened to see them playing the 49ers. They stink.
And how long do you think Mike McCarthy is going to be with the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't think it's McCarthy's fault because the entire division stinks.
Yeah.
They're going to say, well, he lost his quarterback and nobody can win without their top quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys, instead of having a star on the side of their helmet, they should have a dog bone because they're nothing but dogs on that team. It's the entire environment surrounding the team. They need somebody to go in there and burn the whole place down and rebuild it and change the personnel and get rid of the cancers in the locker room. the Dallas Cowboys, a lot of their problems are on the field, but most of them in the locker room. And coaches get no respect these days. They're used like Kleenexes, not to say anything bad about McCarthy. McCarthy had a ton of good years in Green Bay, so obviously he knows what he's doing. It's the personnel in Dallas that are doing it.
All right. And the 49ers the Patriots were never in that game. Never, ever, ever in that game. 33-6.
I put it on. It was like 20-something to 3 or something. So I said, oh, good. Cam Newton's getting beat up. Let's watch this for a while.
The Chiefs over the Broncos, no trouble. And I did see this morning, it looked like the Seahawks and Cardinals game would have been a fun game to watch if you'd like a lot of points scored. And it came going down to the end. But
who won that game? I was watching a little bit of it, and Cardinals, Seattle got ahead pretty far.
Cardinals in overtime.
The Cardinals won
37-34 in overtime.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a wild way to end the game. But
wow, yeah. I went to bed. I flipped from the baseball to that, and I saw that they were winning. Seattle was winning pretty good. I'm like, well, that's over too, so I don't need to watch that for tomorrow morning. Wow, they won, huh?
Yeah. So how did we do in our picks?
Oh, we had the same picks. We won. We won right down the line with Buffalo, Kansas City, and Green Bay. We had three winners.
All right, so that's that. And how'd your internet picks go over the weekend?
I think one or two of them won.
Right.
I know one did for sure. Maybe one ran second, but I had some weekend this weekend. I went to the track for a little while Friday after school, and between Friday and the beginning of Saturday, I hit 15 bets in a row.
Wow! Congratulations. Yeah. You need something like that.
15 bets in a row. It was like sick. I kept calling my friend up and saying, I got another one, I got another one, I got another one. And then the beat went on again yesterday with some pretty good plays. So it could have been the biggest weekend of my life.
All right. And tonight, Monday Night Football, the Bears against the Rams at the Rams.
I was bored last night, so I was looking at the standings. The Bears are 5-1?
Yeah.
I don't even know who their quarterback is. Is it still the same slug they had last year?
He was replaced, and he could go back and forth. But they're going to play against the Rams at the Rams. So you can pick first. I know who I'm going to pick.
I'm taking Chicago.
Well, I was going to say I was going to take Chicago too, because once again their offense is very up and down, but their defense this year
then take them.
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
I mean, we took all three games the same on Sunday.
Yeah, so that's where I stand with that. All right.
Yeah, I figured the Rams, it's primetime TV, I figured the Rams would choke.
It's just, but anyway, just, you see the quality of football and baseball is
oh my God, yeah. Baseball's terrible. Yeah. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's hard to watch.
You know, that's what you get when you have a 60-game season, no preseason, no. Plus, on top of all the other rules, where everybody wants to hit home runs, it's just. You're right. I thought the exact same thing. It looked like little league, not even little league play. The league that I used to play in, which was the minors for little league.
Yeah, and then the Dodgers won off home runs, no extended inning. They hit a two-run homer and a solo shot. That's how they got three of the four runs they got. And then even the broadcasters are drinking the Kool-Aid now too, because this one guy May, who throws hard. They say he throws 101, which probably more like 95. Trying to compare him to DeGrom, and you know, saying that it doesn't matter if you can't locate the ball as long as you keep it in the zone and let the movement go, huh. Folks. That's a nice way of saying you don't know where the hell the ball is going.
Yeah, crazy.
And they're accepting it now. Yeah. Now it's they're accepting it. So if you say something long enough and people believe it, then it becomes the truth and it becomes accepted and then it's a good thing.
It's like,
baseball is not a good thing right now.
It's like strikeouts are now accepted. They're perfect.
Yeah, strikeouts are fine. I mean, when you see 15 strikeouts in a World Series game on one team, you would think it was a stellar performance by a pitcher. Well, it wasn't on both ends of it. It was combined by like six or seven pitchers, and the batters are terrible. That's what it is.
Well, you know, you could hit 60 home runs in a year and take a look at the stats, and you probably struck out 200 or 300 times. Really, it's
well, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for some guy to hit 50 home runs, and they'll say how good he is, and then they'll show that he struck out 250 times, yeah. But that won't count.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir, you got it.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.